Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20. And we will today continue to speak about the church and ministry at the expectation of Jesus. This will be part 2. And I'm going to speak about some aspect of Paul's life, where he was moved and mobilized by the Holy Spirit to go to Jerusalem to face certain trials, and he had to go through it. While on his way, he sent to the elders of the church at Ephesus, and we will read what was the discussion, and you will learn very good points, not only about church and ministry, but about Christian life, about the disciple of Jesus life, what is all about. We will read from verse 17 to verse 38. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore, and to yourself, and to all the flocks, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall ye men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yet you yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have shown you all things, how that, so laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word. That the purpose of sending this message of yours, your church, each and every individual, those who are here and those who are abroad, I pray in the name of Jesus that this message will speak to each and everyone. We tackle area in our life, area of non-commitment, area of laziness, area of sin and darkness to be combated by this word of yours in the name of Jesus, and the complete work of the Holy Spirit in each and everyone's life, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be raised up workers determined as Paul to continue the work of yours, O God, to continue to accomplish your will and purpose in their life. I pray for people to have boldness, to have wisdom, to have determination, to have perseverance, to be willingness to come out completely from emotion, worldliness, other desire, wrong plans, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for hundredfold harvest in the life of your church and your people. I pray for people to be healed, delivered, new people to be saved, a new area to be reach out, O Lord, new ministry to be started with your word that you are sending to us and with the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit. Put word and statement on my lips so that your word will be preached according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See, Paul, he was burdened with a mission from God that he needed to go to Jerusalem. And still, he need to do the other work also in a complete way. He was in the a place that is called Miletus, and he cannot go to Ephesus because there was riot against him. So from there he sent for the elders of the church. He need to speak to them certain important things, and even these things that he spoke, Apostle Paul, is very important to us. And the writer of the book of Acts, Luke, Dr. Luke, he catched that meeting, and possibly he was with him, and he remembered what Paul and what the Holy Spirit spoke during that meeting, and he gave us such a wonderful writing of the scripture that we can learn how to serve God in our life. He sent to the elders of the church, and when they came to him, he started to say to them in verse 18, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. Now here, Apostle Paul, he makes it very clear from this that the people in Ephesus, the elders, they know his life very well, and they know his style, and they know how he lived for Christ. So what he was preaching, what he was saying, he was also living that testimony of what he preached. So there was transparency from his side. There was also good example from his side that the church have seen it, the elders of the church have seen his life and have testified and have witnessed how he honored Christ and how he conduct the service of God. He was with them for 3 years. And he told them in verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility. Humility is that you will go with the plan of God and the will of God even down to the level that you may not wish to be in that level of life. You need to give up certain things, your ambition, your own plans, so that you can say, as Paul say, with all humility of mind. He was humble in his mind. He was not an ambitious person when he was serving the Lord, and many now they serve the Lord, but they have not humble mind. They have ambitious mind. They want to reach the lost, but they want to reach higher places. They want to reach good places. They want to reach rich places. They want to reach places that they will enjoy life. But Paul, he was heading toward a dangerous places. Many people, they are heading to famous places. And I say, I am asking them, why God did not lead you to that? People that they really need you. Why God leading you to our places? I'm not saying that there's a need for you to be there. There was a need for Paul to go to Jerusalem, to be in danger, and from Jerusalem to be taken again captive to reach Rome, to testify to the people there, including the king Caesar, to hear the message from Paul. So here, we must learn, if you want to serve Christ, you must have humility of mind. These are all plans to go immigration to good countries, change your passport. It is not in the Bible. Amen? It is not in the Bible. It is in the mind of worldly people who want to use Christ to follow them, not themselves to follow Christ and His will. Serving the Lord with all the humility of mind and with many, yes, many tears, trials, hardship, difficulties, sicknesses. You know, devil, when you are putting your feet to serve the Lord, he will attack. And when you accept to go through God's will, the more he will be furious, he will try to afflict you in many ways to stop you. But Paul was a person who was determined. God wants a people who are determined to serve God. Christianity is not to receive. Christianity is to be willing to give, willing to serve, willing to be servant, willing to suffer. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4, and say the definition of charity, and that is love, and say charity suffereth long. Let me get the point here. Charity, love, suffereth more. If you want to receive the love of Christ, the love of Christ is suffering. He suffered, and we willing to suffer for other people. He say with humility of mind, Paul, and with tears and temptations, trials, troubles. People who are attacking him, which befall me by the laying in wait of the Jews. There are people try to trap him, try to disturb him, try to make a trouble to him. That is how God wants us to go through it. What the luxurious life that the Christian is praying and imagining, that is correct while you are in heaven. But while you are still on earth, the Word of God tells us the truth. Suffering, humility in mind, tears, temptation, people troubling us since we desire and we decided and determined to go through the narrow way, through the dangerous way that God has set before us to go through. And how, verse 20, he said, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I have spoken to you, and I have taught you publicly and from house to house. Again here, the ministry of teaching and preaching the Word of God. He said, I did not withhold anything profitable. And that's why we need to say the truth to the people, and we need to teach publicly and from house to house the method of Jesus. Enter the house and stay there. Eat what they give you, and teach and rebuke and correct and stand firm till salvation and deliverance come to that family. So Paul, give us good example. Public meeting and from house to house, and he was kept nothing that is of help and beneficial to the people life. We need to teach. People are harassed in the body of Christ now because there is no sound teaching, but there are many false teachers. We need to give to the church what is profitable. We need to bring to the people what is profitable, the truth of God's word. Verse 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus. His message to everyone, Greek and Jews. These were two nationalities around him. Two kinds of people speaking different, two different languages, Greek and Jews. He was speaking to them. What was his message? Was his message repentance and faith? When he spoke about repentance, he spoke about their sin face to face. And that is the true love of Christ. We say God love you, but we don't tell the people their sin. How then they will repent? And how God love them if they still continue to sin? When we see a prostitute, a drunkard, and we tell him God love you, but we don't tell him to repent and stop this, and we don't tell him about the wrath of God that will come, how this man will repent, and how this person will receive the love of God while he still continue to do sin. We need to be very clear in our ministry and life. One of the things that people are afraid to face is confrontation. And preaching the gospel, the message of John the Baptist, the message of Jesus, the message of the apostles of the Lord, the message of Apostle Paul, all these messages were about repentance, speaking, confronting sinners with their sin. And now, verse 22. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. See here, the Holy Ghost have told him that you will have trials, prisons, and you will be bonds in bonds. He said, I am bound to go to Jerusalem in the Spirit. I go bound in the Spirit. He said, the Holy Spirit told me that you will go and you will face bond. And he said, I am not sure what I am going to face there. But he mentioned that every city I go, the Holy Spirit saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. So he was promised that he will have affliction, to be bound, and to have such kind of painful trials. The Holy Ghost declared that to him very well. When the Holy Ghost declared that to him very well, does not mean that God telling him, don't go. But God was made it to him very clear. Let me tell you something. To serve God in the proper way, ahead of us, problems, trials, standing in the front of authorities. That is when we start to preach the proper message that God want us. But if we follow the example of the false teachers who does not tell the truth, then the Holy Spirit will be grieved with us. Although we may live luxurious life, but we will not be acceptable in the kingdom of God. Paul was challenged by the Holy Ghost. That's what we're going to face. It is up to you to obey God or no. But he was determined to go through it. Amen? When we read that in different places in the book of Acts, Paul was even warned by prophets, one of them Agabus. He told him he gets his belt and he bound him with him, the person who has this belt will be bound in this way. But he's still determined to go because you know the Holy Ghost wants him to go in this narrow way to preach the kingdom of God. Verse 24. There is a certain time the church is led by God to do certain things. But we know that we'll be fighting, they will be fighting hard against us. The Holy Spirit will tell us. But that does not mean that we will back up or back out. We need to be determined to go through it till to the end. Verse 24, he say, Paul, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He say, even with all this warning, nothing moved me. I decided to go through it so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry that the Lord gave to me. That was a joy, to obey God. The joy of Apostle Paul to obey God, even if it caused him hard time and hardship. He wanted to finish the ministry in the proper way. He wanted to make it complete and perfect. So those after him, those who follow him, they will know what Paul passed through and what he achieved, and they will continue their same. We need to go through it. We cannot bypass it. We cannot put it on others to do it, but ourselves, myself. We as a church, we need to go through what God wants us to go on and to finish what God entrusts us. I know every person ahead of him, ahead of you, my brother, my sister, and those who are listening, ahead of you, hard people. And you need to go yourself and face them and deal with them. I have dealt with evildoers. I have dealt with the criminals. Even I was warned that it may cause my life, but I knew that the Lord will not take my life unless on the appointed time of Him. And I went through it. God wants us to finish the ministry, to do the things exactly of what He said. Many they run away. Many they move away, looking for pleasures, looking for entertainment, looking for worldly things out of Christ and out of His ministry, but they are rejected people. They will not enter the kingdom of God if they continue in this broad way that will lead them to destruction. Apostle Paul, why he want to tell them these things? That I need to move in this direction. And he need also to meet them on that day. He is telling them what he is going to face in order to tell them, I may not be able to see you again. Not that he will say to them, goodbye, or I will miss you, or let me hug you. It was not his purpose of that meeting to comfort them or to comfort his emotion about they will be going to separate. No, let us read. And now, verse 25, behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. You told them that you are not going to, I am not going to see your face after this meeting and after this way that I am going to take towards Jerusalem. Wherefore I take it to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. What he was telling them, what you had received from me, that is final. You will not see me again, but don't change. That is the authenticated message. Don't adulterate it, don't dilute it, don't change it. And he makes them accountable. He told them, in meeting you today, I am telling you I have done with you all what is needed. I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He has given them a complete teaching and a complete system for that period of the life of the Messiah, the church in Ephesus and in Asia, and the rest who were with him in that meeting. He made them accountable of what they have received. He's telling them, I will not have time to come and correct you, but you had already received what you need to run your life and family and church and ministry in the proper way. Verse 28. And now he starts to declare to them the things that will happen in the future. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. He's telling them, now you are accountable. Don't wait that I may come back and correct you. You are accountable now to be responsible on your personal life according to what you had received from me, from teaching. Watch yourself and watch the flock that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, had made you overseers, had made you watchmen. Watch your families, your children, your disciples, your contacts. You are accountable. God wants every one of us to be accountable. Not that I need somebody to call me, I need somebody to remind me, I need somebody to speak to me. You have received all what you need to serve God in the proper way. Take heed. Watch yourself. Be a responsible person. Be accountable person. That's what God expects from a church and ministry. The leader is moving for a mission. The church should behave and be disciplined. And he warned them, be careful. Watch yourself and the people under your care. The people that Jesus purchased with his own blood, the people of the church of God. And verse 29, he is now facing them. For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Very confidently say to them this fact. He said, after I will move, there are wolves will come from outside to try to affect each and every one in order so that they will take people after them. In verse 30, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. He told them there will be people either coming from outside or even from among you. He has such trust in God to declare the truth to them. Confidence. He has confidence in God that still the church will stand. Still there are few people are willing. Still the mission of God will continue. But what I want to tell here is, wolves from outside are expected in the church. And wolves from inside also expected from the church. Let us not be emotional. I study the Bible very well. And I observe certain things. There is a statement that speaks about sons of Belial. And Paul say, what fellowship between Christ and? And Christ and Belial. In the Old Testament, sons of Belial were mentioned repeatedly in different places in the scriptures. But in all these places, these sons of Belial, they were believers from the people of God, infiltrating inside with the people of God. Demons, they want to attack the church, and they will find the places inside to destroy. So that we need to be very careful and also be ready for it. He's telling them it is not abnormal. It is very normal when you find wolves attacking you to destroy the church in order to draw, not people, to draw disciples after them. People to serve them, not to serve God. People to serve their bellies, but not to serve the Lord. And Paul warned the church about that. And he told them, therefore watch, verse 31. God wants us to be watchmen. I have appointed watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day and night. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So for 3 years, he was telling them this will take place. And now in this meeting that he's telling them, I will not come back. Now this put in your mind. Whose will come? It's all about accountability. We need to be accountable. Let me tell you something. Salvation is individual. But when we don't stand firm against the work of devil, we will not be saved. Peter, when he denied Christ, he repented or no? He repented. We need to repent. We need to be accountable, willing to face wolves. Either from out or from among us in, try to destroy the fox. Believers, disciples should be bold, determined, no fear, trusting in God to go through suffering, through pain, through tears, through trials, so that we can make it to heaven when He will come. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. See here, the trust of Paul is in the word of God. We need to trust the word of God, that the word of God will build us up. There's many times things beyond our control, but we have the word of God. God said like this, we have to pass through it. The outcome is in the hand of the Lord. Sure, if we persevere, there will be a good outcome on our side. You say, the word of God, I command you to the word of God and to the word of God that will give you inheritance among those who are sanctified. We have inheritance in heaven. Our salvation is individual, but we need to persevere. We need to do our part. We need to be responsible, accountable people, not to hide between the rows, putting our head down. Don't be like ostrich. Ostrich, they put their heads down into the hole, but their body is exposed to the danger. When you hide, let me tell you something, when you hide, when you avoid suffering, when you avoid facing trials, when you avoid facing people and rebuking them, when you avoid facing circumstances that is painful, that does not mean that you are protected. No, you are more exposed to be damaged because you are without defense. God will protect you if you do your part. God will not be with you if you escape that battle. See life of Apostle Paul. Even he passed through the dangers. He went to Jerusalem, but when he died at the appointed time after he finished the ministry, the course that God had entrusted to him. And that what God expects from a church and from our ministry in serving him. Verse 33. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. He is very clear. When he was serving, he was not after material. Think he was not after comparing himself. Oh, these things I don't have, they have it better than me. No. He was not seeing what others they have. He was seeing what others they don't have. And he was imparting to them the truth, the word of God. He say, I did not covet anyone, silver or gold or apparel. Greed and covetousness is not the character that God's servant should have. Ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Paul was very good steward of what he has. When he was serving, he was reaching the people, but he was organizing himself that he is well met with his necessities from what the Lord had provided for him. He was not using the ministry for a gain. He was good steward, and he was good attitude and character. His mind not about worldly material things. When the Lord Jesus sent the disciples, he told them, when he sent his apostles, don't take anything with you in order to build on them the faith. Here Paul also build in us the true faith that we need to be very good steward of what God has given to us. So that when we serve, we will not be bound of what the people would give. We have plenty and we can be responsible on our needs. I have shown you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So here, according to Paul, means he is suffering plus laboring, plus giving, plus supporting those who are weak. We have to labor, we have to suffer, we have to be accountable to God, we have to be willing to go through hardship, face trials, face nuisance, people and group and sects. This is what God wants us to go through. That's what the Bible has written to us, a clear picture about what ministry God would expect from His church. The parties that's going on now in the body of Christ and the celebrations and the food banquets, that is not what is written in the Bible. We should have to support those who are weak. We move with the resources of God. We use them properly. We use them to support the ministry. We use them to support those who are weak. But our eye is not on the material things. And our eye is not to receive but to give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. We give our time. We give our life. We give up our ambition. We give up our plans that is dear to us. And move where the Holy Spirit bound us. Even the Holy Spirit say, he will suffer, but he was bound to go to Jerusalem. He said, I am bound in the Spirit. The Spirit is telling me you will face trials, but I am bound in the Spirit. The Spirit is taking me to where the trial is. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, kneeling down. And the prayers, that is where the meeting was sealed after he declared to them the whole truth, the counsel of God, what is going to take place, he will go. They need to be accountable. Wolves will come and you will not see me anymore. Don't expect that I will send you a letter or I will come visit you. And I give you a telephone call. What you have received is perfect. Be accountable to be perfect before God and do the ministry in the proper way. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. That's where the love of God. Paul was a father to them, a spiritual father. With a spiritual love, and they were his disciples. But even whatever emotion did not hinder him from going through it and moving against the wave of the emotion and people's wishes. Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. He told them, you will not see my face, so that you need to know what you need to do in serving the Lord. You will find wolves coming. Don't wait that I will come to help. You need to go through it and be determined, as I am determined today, to go to the place without face danger, but I know that where God wants me to go and move. Let's all stand. Commit yourself to God. I believe there are among us people God has called through his word today to go through certain trials, certain circumstances to face for the glory of God. People, they might be nuisance, plotting against us, having bad intention, but God still wants us to be courageous people, to stand firm, not to run away, as Christ stood and passed the cross, as Paul stood and passed through the temptations and the tears and the tribulation and the bonds, that even the Holy Spirit was warning him, but he was willing to go through it. The word of God say, your will be done, your kingdom come. Your will be done. That's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is willingness to suffer. Charity suffereth. God wants us to be having humility in mind. Whatever things that contradict the word of God, the Holy Ghost, what he's saying to you, leave it, throw it away, the worldliness. That will not change. The more you delay, God's plan and will not be changed. And it's far better than your own plan. O God, hear our prayer. I pray, Lord, for each and everyone to be willing to give up the things highly pleasing to you. O Lord, I pray for people who are determined, O Lord, not to be moved, counting their life nothing, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. O God, I pray in name of Jesus. I am willing, O God. Tell him, Lord, I am willing, in spite of pain and tears, willing to suffer, willing to be threatened. O Lord, I trust you. O God, I trust you. I trust your word that can build me up. Your word that can give me inheritance among those who are sanctified. Hear our prayer, Lord Jesus. That is your kingdom, Lord.
Jesus,
God's righteousness revealed.
God's righteousness revealed.
This is the will of God for us.
The Son of God.
Lord, we are willing, we are your army. Thank you, and we bless you for your word. We thank you for the fruit that you harvest from the mid of us. Thank you for each and every one's life who are determined to finish the course, and the mystery that entrusts to him and to her. I pray, O God, Lord, the Holy Ghost will go before us and combat the bondages, the evil forces, the power of darkness, the demons, and will bring us victoriously to places and stations that you had ordained for us to go in the future world and declare the truth to the people. I pray for more souls to be saved. I pray for more expansion of your kingdom through this church and ministry. I pray for the great work of the Holy Ghost. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray for more workers and servants to be raised up to serve you with us. I pray for more evangelists. Oh Lord, spread your word and expand the church. And God bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand lead us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.